Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the DDP. Grace and peace to you. Acts chapter 10, verse 39. We're in the middle of Peter's sermon in the house of Cornelius. You're watching his sermon be fleshed out in front of your very eyes as the Holy Spirit carries Peter as well as the audience into a fuller understanding of what the gospel is. He says this, "And we are witnesses," verse 39, "we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree." And so Peter gives solid evidence again. This is the second time at least that he has accused those Jewish leaders of Jerusalem of killing the Lord Jesus. And he doesn't accuse God, he accuses them. Now, the understanding under the new covenant would eventually grow to be that this was God sacrificing himself at Calvary for man. But the man Christ, the man Jesus, Peter would have said, was killed by those. And I don't yet think there's a full understanding, even by Peter, of what was happening at the cross. However, I think even as we go in this sermon, it is being fleshed out. He's beginning to see the fullness of what was happening. Verse 40, "Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to witnesses chosen before by God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead." This verse is, to me, one of the keystone verses in understanding that the kingdom has come and not that the kingdom is coming. Jesus told the disciples at the Last Supper that he would not eat or drink. He wouldn't drink from the vine or eat again until, he wouldn't drink again from the vine until he drank it anew with his Father in his kingdom. And some have said, well, what that means is that someday when the kingdom of God comes, Jesus will then drink from the vine. In Acts 10:41, Jesus says that, Peter says that Jesus ate and drank with them after he rose from the dead. And we see Jesus breaking bread with the disciples more than once after the resurrection. So it tells me that the kingdom that Jesus was looking forward to being in was not just a kingdom down the road a couple thousand years, but it was the kingdom that was on the other side of the empty tomb. When that stone rolled away, that's the entrance to a kingdom. And that kingdom has been spreading from that time even until now. And that when Jesus sat down with the disciples, he did eat and drink. And he wasn't breaking what he had previously said, that he wouldn't drink it until he drank it new in the kingdom. He was drinking it new in the kingdom. It's our perception of the kingdom that has kept us from understanding that Jesus was simply talking about the ushering in of the kingdom of God. And it's why I can't get away from there being eschatological truths in the book of Acts, because the reality is the early church was staring down the gun, so to speak, at this day of judgment against Israel and Jerusalem, namely the Mosaic economy, and they're looking forward to that all passing away so that they can see the kingdom expand in a way that Paul would say to the Ephesians, he'll show us his grace, the riches of his grace in the ages to come. And of course, we're living in those ages. Verse 42, "And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets witness that through his name whoever believes in him shall receive remission of sins." I'm going to tell you why this is so vital, and we'll do that tomorrow. We'll
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.